Friends by Mail, An Answer to Prayer. In the April 2013 issue of The Friend, you answered my prayers by putting in the article titled, The Unexpected Test. I am also in fifth grade, and at school I have the same problem, and this really helped me through it. Thank you! Megan R., age 11, Colorado, USA.
Be positive. My favorite story in The Friend is A Positive Attitude, November 2012. I like how Jenny was okay not being able to do things others could do. Simon H., age 6, New York, USA. How we read The Friend. We like to read The Friend at the construction site of the Rome, Italy temple. Sarah, David, and Josh P., ages 6, 8, and 10, Rome, Italy.
Dear friends, in the U.S. and Canada, boys and Cub Scouts build Pinewood Derby cars, go to day camp, and serve others. This month, we're sending a special 100th anniversary salute to Cub Scouts in the church. See pages 4 through 5 and 10 through 11. And we're not forgetting you girls. On pages 6 through 7 and 44 through 45, we're shining a spotlight on some girls who serve with music and friendship. Keep serving. The Friend. P.S. If you're not a Cub Scout, please write and tell us how you serve and have fun in your primary activity day group. Was there a letter or a story in this month's issue that helped you? Tell us about it. Turn to page 48 to find out how. End of Friends by Mail.
From the First Presidency, A Grateful Heart by President Henry B. Eyring, First Counselor in the First Presidency. Our Father in Heaven commands us to be thankful in all things, and He requires that we give thanks for the blessings we receive. We know that all of His commandments are intended to make us happy. So to be happy, we must have a grateful heart. It is a challenge to count our blessings, because we sometimes take good things for granted. Most of all, sometimes it is hard for us to be sufficiently grateful for the greatest gifts we receive. God the Father gave His Son, and Jesus Christ gave us the atonement, the greatest of all gifts. Only with the help of the Holy Ghost can we begin to feel what those blessings mean for us and for those we love, and only then can we hope to be thankful in all things. We must ask in prayer that God, by the power of the Holy Ghost, will help us see our blessings clearly. He can help us be grateful for blessings we take for granted. Giving thanks in prayer can allow us to see the magnitude of these blessings and all of our other blessings, and so receive the gift of a more grateful heart. From The Choice to be Grateful, and signed December 2011, pages 4 through 5. A Grateful Prayer. Try saying a prayer where you just tell Heavenly Father how grateful you are without asking for blessings. Name specific blessings He has given you. Thanks by Amanda Hill. The world, the stars, the animals, home, family, and love. I know just who to thank for them, my Father up above. End of the article from the First Presidency, A Grateful Heart by President Henry B. Eyring.
David and Dad at the Derby by April Gohair, based on a true story. I'm very glad that he's my dad, and I know he loves me too. Children's Songbook, page 211. David looked at the rectangular block of wood from every angle, trying to imagine it finished and painted for his very first Pinewood Derby race.
"Does it matter what shape I make it?"
he asked Dad.
"No,"
Dad said.
"The only limits are your imagination."
After some careful thought, David drew lines on the wood in the shape of a race car. They both put on safety glasses, and Dad turned on the saw. David loved the smell of fresh-cut pine as Dad's saw buzzed through the wood.
"Do you think this design will win?"
David asked.
"Well, I really don't know,"
Dad said.
"I was never a Cub Scout, but I don't think winning is what's most important.
I know. It's being a good sport.
You got it,
Dad said, patting him on the back.
It's just for fun.
David knew being a good sport was important, but deep inside, he really wanted the fastest car on the track. The next day, he painted his car bright red and used a special paint marker to draw pinstripes down the sides. He imagined his car zooming down the track, first every time.
I think it looks great,
Dad said when the car was finished.
Are you excited for tomorrow?
David nodded.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for your help, Dad.
It was fun working on it with you,
Dad said.
It's almost like we'll be in the driver's seat together on the racetrack.
David laughed as he imagined squeezing into the small car with Dad. But on the night of the big race, David felt sick when he saw the other cars. Many of them looked like real race cars. Suddenly, his own car seemed a lot less impressive. Did he even stand a chance? Two boys placed their cars against pegs at the top of the track. David watched excitedly as the Cubmaster pulled a handle and the wooden pegs dropped away so that both cars started at exactly the same time. The crowd cheered and clapped as the two cars barreled down the track. After the winner was declared, two more cars lined up. Several races later, it was David's turn. The sick feeling in his stomach came back. The other boy's car looked so much faster. The pegs dropped. Sure enough, the other car zoomed to the finish line, while his seemed to crawl down the track. After 9 out of 15 races, David hadn't won even one. He glanced over and noticed a disappointed look on Dad's face. David had never thought this might be hard for him, too. He walked over and squeezed Dad's hand.
There are more important things than winning,
David whispered.
That's right, David,
Dad said with a sudden smile. Dad squeezed his hand back. It didn't bother David anymore when his car didn't win. He and Dad had had a lot of fun together making his car. That was more important than winning any day. Sidebar. Sister Rosemary M. Wixom, primary general president, said, Scouting contributes to a boy's preparation to hold the priesthood of God. Practicing sportsmanship during the Pinewood Derby, hiking a difficult trail, meeting a new friend in your scout pack or troop, and doing other scouting activities can help prepare you to hold the priesthood, serve a mission, and be a leader and father. End of the story, David and Dad at the Derby. By April Gohare.
Poem, Thanks, by Amanda Hill. The world, the stars, the animals, home, family, and love. I know just who to thank for them. My Father up above. End of poem, Thanks, by Amanda Hill.
The Bully Busters, by Anne Catherine Pingree, based on a true story. Ryan kept getting bullied. Then Chloe and Amelia found a way to sweeten his life. Be ye kind one to another. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 32. Amelia walked through the front door after school, a worried look on her face. She found her mom in the kitchen making an afternoon snack.
Mom, Chloe and I are really upset.
Chloe was Amelia's good friend and lived just next door.
What's wrong?
Mom asked.
It's Ryan,
Amelia sighed.
The kids on the bus are bullying him again.
Mom put her arm around Amelia.
Mom, we are so tired of seeing how sad Ryan looks when kids say mean things to him.
Amelia remembered that when she was baptized, one of the things she had promised Heavenly Father was that she would bear others' burdens. She and Chloe had always been kind to Ryan. They talked to him on the bus and even invited him to a group activity. But today, Amelia knew she wanted to do something more, something special to make Ryan's burden lighter.
Mom, we want to do something to make Ryan feel better.
What do you have in mind?
Well, Chloe and I thought we'd make his favorite treat and leave it on his doorstep.
That's a good idea, Amelia. Why don't I call Ryan's mom and ask her what his favorite treat is?
Okay, Mom, but don't let Ryan know. We want to surprise him.
Mom nodded and picked up the phone to call Ryan's mom. Mom explained the girl's idea and found out that Ryan loved lollipops. She also found out when Ryan would be home that afternoon, so the girls could drop off the treat. Amelia called Chloe and invited her over to make lollipops for Ryan. The girls laughed excitedly as they made the lollipops, imagining Ryan's face when he opened the door. Then they got out a piece of paper and wrote a note telling Ryan all the things they liked about him. They signed it, "The Bully Busters." The girls ran up the street to Ryan's house with their bunches of lollipops. They carefully placed the treat and note on the porch and rang the doorbell. Then they raced behind some bushes to watch. Ryan opened the door and looked around in surprise to see who had left the treat. Amelia and Chloe waited until Ryan closed the door. Then they burst into giggles. They skipped home, happy to have done something to cheer Ryan up. Later that evening, Ryan's mom called Amelia's mom. She said that Ryan had been praying for others to be kind to him. When he saw the treat and note from the Bully Busters, he told his mom, "I knew God would answer my prayers." The next day on the bus, Ryan had a big smile on his face, almost as big as the smiles on the faces of the Bully Busters.
Sidebar. My parents always advise me to choose the right whether I am at church, home, or school. One day, my best friend asked me to hurt another friend called Amy by pulling her hair, but I did not want to do it because it was not right. If I had not chosen the right, I would have hurt Amy and lost a friend. If I don't choose the right, it leads to unhappiness and misery, which are bad for good friendships with my friends. Train H, age 7, England, UK.
End of the story, The Bully Busters, by Anne Catherine Pingree.
Friends around the world. Hi, I'm Baden from Texas. Were you named after anyone? Baden C. from Flower Mound, Texas, was named after Baden Powell, the founder of the Boy Scouts.
Hi, I'm Baden from Texas. When I first became a Boy Scout, I earned my entrepreneurship merit badge. This merit badge helped me start two businesses, one repairing CDs and DVDs, and another making paracord survival bracelets. Some other things I've learned in Scouts are how to use knives and axes safely and how to build a fire. One of my favorite troop meetings was visiting an airplane hangar. We even got to go into the cockpit of a real airplane. I was born with Duchenne muscular dystrophy. That means my muscles will get weaker as I get older. My wheelchair comes in handy when I play soccer. I play goalie, and my chair helps me block the ball. Even though I know that one day I won't be able to walk anymore, I know Heavenly Father will help me have courage. And I know that because of Jesus Christ, when I am resurrected, my body will be perfect, and I will be able to run and move again.
Fun facts about Baden. Favorite food, lasagna. Favorite dessert, lemon bundt cake. Favorite thing to do, swimming. Since Texas is very warm, Baden can swim almost year-round. Favorite subjects in school, math and social studies. End of Friends Around the World. Hi, I'm Baden from Texas.
A faithful friend is a wonderful gift. Share the gift of faith with a friend. Share a friend. The Friend New or Renewal Subscription. $8 per year. Include your name, address, city, state, country, and zip code. To subscribe by phone, call 1-800-537-5971 to order using Visa, MasterCard, Discover Card, or American Express. Online, go to store.lds.org. By mail, send $8 check or money order to Distribution Services, P.O. Box 26368, Salt Lake City, Utah, 84126-0368. To change address, send old and new address information to Distribution Services at the above address, or change the address by phone at the number listed above. Please allow 60 days for changes to take effect. The Friend is available each month in Braille or as a talking book for the visually impaired. For more information, contact Salt Lake Distribution Services, 1999 West 1700 South, Salt Lake City, Utah, 84104-4233, United States of America. End of the section. A faithful friend is a wonderful gift.
Friend to Friend, How Big Crow Became Echo Hawk, from an interview with Elder Larry Echo Hawk of the 70 by Linda Davies. A good name is rather to be chosen than great riches. Proverbs chapter 22, verse 1. One day my wife and I shared with our young granddaughter, Savannah, how our last name, Echo Hawk, came to be. We wanted to tell her about her Native American heritage and the story of her great-great-great-grandfather, Echo Hawk. Echo Hawk's family belonged to the Pawnee tribe. When Echo Hawk was first born, his father named him Big Crow. But when Big Crow became a young man, the tribal elders wanted to give him a new name. They had watched him grow, and they noticed all the good things he did. He was a brave warrior for his tribe. He was also kind and giving, not only to his own tribe, but to other tribes as well. A hawk is a very good hunter, just like Big Crow. The hawk is also a bird that does not sing, and Big Crow did not talk about his good deeds. Because other members of the tribe talked about the good things Big Crow did, his deeds were echoed throughout the village. So the elders changed his name to Echo Hawk, or the hawk whose deeds are echoed. My granddaughter is proud of her family's heritage. She wants to be like Echo Hawk by helping others and having the courage to do what is right. She wants to make Grandfather Echo Hawk proud that she carries his name. Your name is very special, too. Ask your parents and grandparents about your name and the people who are your ancestors. Learning about them can help you choose the right path. Then your grandparents will be proud that you carry their name. Ask someone to read Helaman chapter 5 in the Book of Mormon with you to learn about two boys whose father gave them special names to help them remember who they were. End of Friend to Friend, How Big Crow Became Echo Hawk, from an interview with Elder Larry Echo Hawk of the 70 by Linda Davies.
Garage Sale Annie by Jane McBride Choate, based on a true story. The other girls were making fun of her. What should Annie do? They did not wear costly apparel, yet they were neat and comely. Alma chapter 1, verse 27. Annie liked going to garage sales with her mom. One Saturday, they found some jeans for Annie and some clothes for her brothers. Annie wore the jeans to school the next Monday. In the cafeteria, Jenny pointed at Annie. "I saw you at our neighbor's garage sale. You bought those jeans there." Annie nodded.
"Aren't they great?"
"You wear other people's old clothes," Jenny said, laughing with her friends. "Garage sale Annie," she mocked. The other girls started to chant the name, too. Annie quickly picked up her lunch tray and took it to the counter where the trays were stacked. In class, she kept her head down and did her work. After school, she hurried home. She found Mom looking at a picture book with Annie's baby brother, Hiram.
"Can we go shopping at the mall on Saturday?"
Annie asked. Mom looked up.
"Why do you want to go to the mall?"
"I'm tired of going to garage sales,"
Annie said.
"I thought you liked going to garage sales with me,"
Mom said.
"I did, but one of the girls at school saw us at the garage sale on Saturday, and she told everyone I was wearing other people's clothes. They started calling me Garage Sale Annie."
Mom put Hiram on the floor and set a plastic truck in front of him.
"I'm sorry, Annie,"
Mom said.
"That must have hurt."
Annie nodded and wiped a tear from her cheek.
Let me ask you something,
Mom said.
Is there anything wrong with buying clothes at garage sales?
Annie shook her head.
Did you like the jeans?
Yes, but why can't I have clothes from stores in the mall, like my friends do?
Annie asked.
Your dad and I decided there are more important things to spend money on than brand new clothes,
her mother said.
What things?
Annie asked.
Things like paying tithing, saving for missions and college, and letting me stay at home with you and your brothers,
Mom answered. Annie looked at Hiram on the floor playing with the truck and smiled when he gurgled at her. Maybe Mom was right. Their money could be used for more important things. Maybe shopping at garage sales really was a blessing for their whole family.
I guess I didn't think of those things,
she whispered. Mom hugged Annie tight.
I know it's hard,
she said,
but sometimes we give up certain things so we can do other more important things.
Annie thought about it some more throughout the day.
I'm glad we pay tithing and save money for other things,
she told Mom as she went to bed.
And I'm proud of my new jeans.
Soon Annie wore the jeans again, this time with a bright blue shirt. When the other girls called her Garage Sale Annie, she only smiled. Sidebar. Those things which provide deep and lasting happiness and gratitude are the things which money cannot buy. Our families, the gospel, good friends, our health, our abilities, the love we receive from those around us. President Thomas S. Monson. End of the story, Garage Sale Annie, by Jane McBride Choate.
On the Trail, Martin's Cove, by David A. Edwards, Church Magazines. Come with us to explore an important place in church history. In 1847, covered wagons carrying pioneers began rolling into the Salt Lake Valley, but thousands more people who wanted to come to the valley couldn't afford wagons or animals to pull them. Then President Brigham Young had an idea. The saints can travel by handcart. They are much less expensive than wagons, and people could pull the carts themselves. In 1856, five groups of pioneers left Iowa pulling handcarts. Three companies arrived safely in the Salt Lake Valley, but two of the handcart companies left too late in the year and had trouble on the trail. One of the groups that had trouble was the Martin Handcart Company. They were almost out of food and weren't prepared for the freezing weather. People were dying. President Young heard about the struggling pioneers, so he sent a rescue team to find them. The rescuers found the pioneers and helped them move to a nearby cove for shelter. To get there, they had to cross the icy Sweetwater River. The rescuers carried many of the pioneers across. That night, a blizzard hit. The pioneers' tents were blown down, and more people died. After 5 days, the handcart pioneers left Martin's Cove. Eventually, they met more rescue wagons. On November 30th, they finally made it to the Salt Lake Valley. Each year, many visitors come to Martin's Cove to pull handcarts on pioneer treks. It helps them think about the great sacrifices the pioneers made to travel to a place where they could build temples and live the gospel. The pioneers took along flour, blankets, and pots and pans for cooking. You can see this display inside the Visitor's Center at the Mormon Handcart Historic Site. End of On the Trail, Martin's Cove, by David A. Edwards.
Bright Idea. This month's Bright Idea poster shows a girl looking in the mirror, and in her reflection, she sees Queen Esther. The caption for the poster is, "Who knoweth whether thou art come to the kingdom for such a time as this?" Esther, chapter 4, verse 14. End of Bright Idea.
A Helping of Gratitude, by Jennifer Maddy, based on a true story. Liza couldn't think of anything she was grateful for. Let thy heart be full of thanks unto God. Alma, chapter 37, verse 37. Liza stared out the window as the rain drizzled against the glass. She felt as glum as the dark clouds outside. She pictured the warm beach near her grandparents' house and how she and her cousins always went swimming in the ocean on Thanksgiving. It was their tradition. She thought about her aunt's pies lined up on the kitchen counter ready to be eaten. She thought about her grandparents' big smiles when her family pulled into the driveway.
Liza squeezed her eyes shut tight, trying not to cry. This year, there wouldn't be any of those fun things. Dad had been out of work, and even though he had just started a new job, they couldn't afford to make the drive to Grandma and Grandpa's. Liza's family would be spending Thanksgiving on their own.
Time for dinner, everyone,
Mom's cheerful voice called out. Liza turned away from the window and trudged to the dining room. She got there as Dad set a bowl of mashed potatoes on the table. Her brothers, Mike and Justin, slid into their chairs.
Smells great,
Mike said.
Yeah, those potatoes look awesome,
Justin added. The delicious smells of Thanksgiving dinner didn't tempt Liza's nose.
I don't see what they have to be so happy about,
she grumbled to herself.
Liza, are you all right?
Mom asked. Liza shrugged.
Sure.
Even though we can't be at Grandma and Grandpa's this year, I'm grateful we can still be together as a family,
Dad said. Everyone smiled. Everyone except Liza. Dad said a prayer and they passed the food. Justin and Mike eagerly began eating the turkey, potatoes, and stuffing they had piled onto their plates. But Liza nibbled at her yams and thought about her cousins having fun without her. Dad cleared his throat.
I've been thinking we should start a new tradition, since it's just us this year,
he said.
I bet it's not as good a tradition as swimming in the ocean,
Liza thought.
Let's go around the table and each say something we're thankful for,
Dad continued. Liza couldn't think of anything she was thankful for right then.
I'm thankful I was able to find a new job,
Dad said.
I'm glad I can provide for our family. How about you, Justin?
Justin stopped eating his mashed potatoes long enough to say,
I'm thankful for good food.
Everyone laughed, and even Liza managed a small smile. Mom said,
I'm grateful that we all have healthy bodies and that we are able to do so many things.
Liza started to feel a little less gloomy, but she still couldn't think of anything to say.
I'm glad I can go to college next year,
Mike said. Now it was Liza's turn. She squirmed in her chair.
I don't know. I'll think about it.
During dinner, Liza thought about what everyone had said. She was glad that Dad had found a new job and didn't look worried anymore. She was grateful for the good food Mom cooked for them. She was happy that her body could run and dance and swim. And even though she would miss Mike when he went to college, she was glad he could go. Liza's heart felt lighter. She missed being with her grandparents and cousins, and she missed the traditions they had together. But maybe new traditions were good, too.
I'm thankful for all of you,
Liza finally said.
We all have wonderful things to be thankful for,
Dad said.
Maybe we could go around the table again,
Justin said, spooning up some more mashed potatoes.
We can always have seconds on gratitude.
Sidebar. When you walk with gratitude, you walk with a spirit of thanksgiving that is becoming to you and will bless your lives. President Gordon B. Hinckley. End of the story. A helping of gratitude.
Gratitude Tree. How can you help your gratitude grow this month? You can think of things you are grateful for every day. Here's a fun craft to fill your home with beautiful fall colors and your heart with gratitude. Be sure to get an adult's help with this activity. You will need scissors, clear tape, brown construction paper or brown paper grocery bags, red, yellow, and orange construction paper, and a black marker. Step 1. Cut out the leaves on this page and use them as patterns to make leaves out of the red, yellow, and orange construction paper. Step 2. Use the brown construction paper or grocery bags to make a tree trunk and branches. You can tape the paper together and draw a tree to cut out, or you can crumple and twist the paper into a tree shape. Step 3. Tape the tree trunk and branches onto a wall or door in your house. Be sure to ask a parent where would be best. Step 4. Every day, write something you are grateful for on a leaf and tape it to the tree. Before you know it, you will have a colorful tree full of blessings. End of the activity, Gratitude Tree.
The New Adventures of Matt and Mandy. Mandy and her friend are sitting in the schoolyard eating lunch.
Have you seen that new girl?
Mandy's friend said.
Yeah, but I haven't talked to her yet,
said Mandy.
Don't you think she's kind of weird looking? I think we should call her, what would be a good nickname?
said her friend. Mandy thought,
how do I handle this?
Then Mandy says,
Didn't they tell us nicknames are kind of bullying?
Her friend said,
huh? Oh, yeah.
Once I was teasing my brother about his ears. Then my mom told me, we don't get to choose a body we're born with, so we shouldn't make fun of somebody else's,
said Mandy. As she was remembering the situation, Mandy recalled her brother saying,
yeah, you wouldn't make fun of a chicken because it doesn't have lips or teeth.
Matt was holding his toy chicken. He said,
don't take it personally, Stretch. I think you have a great smile.
End of the November installment of The New Adventures of Matt and Mandy.
Conference News. Conference by the Numbers. 15 million members of the church. 197 countries where people watched conference. 50 years since President Monson became an apostle. 80,000 full-time missionaries. Our Prophet Speaks. May we show increased kindness toward one another, and may we ever be found doing the work of the Lord. President Thomas S. Monson. Conference Challenges. We gather to hear the words of the Lord, and we return to our homes to live them. Elder Robert D. Hills. If every member, young and old, will reach out to just one between now and Christmas, millions will feel the love of the Lord Jesus Christ. And what a wonderful gift to the Savior. Elder M. Russell Ballard. Each time you look in the mirror, see your body as your temple. Elder Russell M. Nelson. Singing their testimonies. About 60 children sang with their families in the Saturday afternoon session of conference. Croydon D., age 8, wrote about this special experience in his journal. When it was almost time to start, everything quickly went silent as President Monson and his two counselors walked in. You could tell the spirit was there. I looked at my mom and her eyes were watering. It was pretty neat to see President Monson right in front of me. End of Conference News. Conference Notes. Here are some great stories and pictures from the October 2013 General Conference. What were your favorite stories? More than just words. When Elder L. Tom Perry was 11, his primary teacher helped the boys in his class get ready to receive the priesthood and graduate from primary. As a reward for memorizing all 13 articles of faith, she let them choose a place for a special outing. The boys and their teacher hiked to the top of a rocky hill to cook hot dogs and roast marshmallows. Their teacher told the boys that she was proud of them for memorizing the articles of faith. She also said that they should learn more than just the words. Then she taught them a lesson about what the articles of faith mean. This experience inspired Elder Perry to study the gospel as he grew up. See the doctrines and principles contained in the Articles of Faith from the priesthood session. You can do it now. One day when President Dieter F. Uchtdorf was skiing with his grandson, he hit an icy spot and crashed on the slope. He kept trying to stand up, but he couldn't. Finally, his grandson came over, took him by the hand and said firmly, "Opa, you can do it now." Thanks to his grandson's confidence and encouragement, President Uchtdorf was able to stand up right away. President Uchtdorf said that sometimes when we make mistakes, we feel sad or frustrated. But we should always have hope. We are stronger than we realize. We can always get back up and choose to follow the Savior. See, you can do it now from the priesthood session. Choosing the Church. Sister Bonnie L. Oscarson's great-grandmother was named Isabel. When Isabel was 12 years old, she was hired as a servant by a rich family. Not only did she get paid for her work, she also received dance lessons, beautiful clothing, and trips to the theater with the family. When the family decided to move away 4 years later, they asked if they could adopt Isabel. This would mean Isabel could have nicer things and her family would have more money. However, it would also mean that Isabel would not be raised in the church. Isabel's mother decided that Isabel should stay with her family, even though they were poor, so that she could be raised in the church. Sister Oscarson said she was grateful for this decision, because now Isabel's descendants are members of the church. See B.E. Converted from the Sunday morning session. Keeping our spirits strong. When he got home from his mission, Elder Richard J. Maines joined a college basketball team. The coach wanted his players to be in shape for the season. Before they were allowed to touch a basketball, each player had to run through the hills near the school in a certain amount of time. It was so hard, Elder Maines thought he was going to die. But after weeks of training, he was finally able to beat the time the coach set as a goal. Elder Maines said that just like we have to work hard to get into good physical shape, we have to work hard to get into good spiritual shape, too. We keep our testimonies strong by studying, learning, and living the principles of the gospel of Jesus Christ. See the strength to endure from the Sunday morning session. End of conference notes. Read by Kate Strongen.
Show and Tell, Conference Edition. During General Conference, Everett B., age 9, Iowa, USA, built a tent out of chairs and blankets. His favorite part of conference is listening to the prophet. He loves listening to the prophet from his tent, like the Nephites listened to King Benjamin. See Mosiah chapters 2 through 4.
I liked Elder Maine's talk because he talked about trials, and I have something hard in my life, type 1 diabetes. I have to be careful what I eat, prick my finger to test my blood sugar, and get insulin every time I eat. And when my blood sugars are low, I feel tired and confused. Sometimes I wish that I could pray to Heavenly Father and say, Heavenly Father, can you just take the diabetes away? But he knows I can handle this trial. Emily W., age 7, Texas, USA. Kira A., age 9, Idaho, USA, broke both of her arms 2 weeks before conference. She felt the spirit when Elder Nelson talked about our bodies. She says it's very hard to have two casts. I'm happy that my arms can heal.
This year, my family decided to attend conference live for the first time. We came to Utah from Mexico. I loved when President Monson spoke. I liked his story about the man who was sick and couldn't see or hear, but managed to tell President Monson that he wanted a priesthood blessing. Adrian G., age 10, Mexico.
I liked seeing the children from all over the world. And I liked watching the organ being played when the choir sang. I was really glad I got to see the prophet. Naomi B., age 10, England, UK.
My favorite talk in General Conference was President Monson's. I liked how he talked about how much he loved his wife and missed her. This talk made me think about when my great-grandma was in the hospital and how I felt when she died. President Monson said he knows that he will see his wife again someday. I'm thankful I will get to see my great-grandma again. I'm thankful that families can be together forever and that President Monson can see his wife again. Kenan M., age 10, Idaho, USA. I really like President Eyring's talk because it reminded me that our goal is to live with Jesus Christ and Heavenly Father again. I pray every night for help to go to the celestial kingdom. When he talked about this, I felt like he was talking to me, and it made me happy inside. Ryan P., age 9, Pennsylvania, USA. Caleb, Dustin, Dylan, Kira, and Kaylee B., ages 7, 11, 9, 5, and 13, traveled from Idaho, USA, to watch General Conference at the Conference Center together. Dustin really liked the story Elder Holland told about Stephanie because she was strong and faithful and a good example for all of us. Kaylee liked when Elder Nielsen taught us to trust others like you trust yourself because we're all on the same team.
Paris T. and Tala Tau and Tahira P., ages 5, 3 and 6 came from Hawaii, USA to watch General Conference. Paris liked when President Monson talked about his wife. Talatau loved the song, and Tahira's favorite talk was from Elder Hamilton, when he taught us to attend all 3 hours of church.
I love summer things. Sony A, age 10, Sweden. Emily M, age 7, Washington, USA. Parker H, age 6, Arizona, USA. Lashonda H, age 6, Utah, USA. And I'm 7 too.
For Little Friends, Jesus Appears to the Nephite People by Margot May. From 3rd Nephi, chapters 8 through 11. When Jesus died, there were earthquakes, fires, and storms. The Nephite people were very afraid. Some of the righteous people gathered at the temple. Sometime after the earthquakes were over, a voice came down from heaven. It was the voice of Heavenly Father. He said, "Behold, my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." The people looked up and saw a man coming down from heaven. It was Jesus. Jesus let people come close to him. He asked them to touch the nail prints in his hands and feet from when he had been crucified. How the people loved him! Everyone knew that Jesus Christ had truly come to them, just as the scriptures and prophets had said. They cried out, "Hosanna!" They knelt down to worship him. We love Jesus, and we can feel close to him when we think about how much he loves us too. End of the article, Jesus Appears to the Nephite People. End of the section, For Little Friends.
Music, When He Comes Again. Words and music by Merla Greenwood Thain. Copyright 1952 by Merla Greenwood Thain and 2013 by Intellectual Reserve Incorporated, all rights reserved. This song may be copied for incidental, non-commercial church or home use. This notice must be included on each copy made.
To light dear.
and of music when he comes again. Words and Music by Merla Greenwood Thain.
The Treasure Chest Choice by Jessica Larson, based on a true story. Boulder or fruit snacks, or both? We Believe in Being Honest. Articles of Faith, number 13.
Twinkle, twinkle.
Caleb's fingers slowly moved over the piano keys as he searched for the next note. He'd only been taking lessons for a few weeks, and playing the piano was harder than it looked.
This one,
he thought as he pressed a white key.
Wrong.
He frowned and hunched over the piano as he tried again.
Oh, this one,
he thought, pressing another key.
Right.
That song is challenging,
said Mrs. Lee, his piano teacher, when he finished playing.
But it sounds better than it did last week. I can tell you've been practicing really hard. I think you deserve a trip to the treasure chest.
The treasure chest. Caleb's eyes turned to the big golden box in the corner of the room. It glittered with sparkly jewels and was filled with granola bars, pads of yellow paper, stickers, candy, and other fun prizes. This would be Caleb's first trip to the treasure chest. As Mrs. Lee started to teach her next student, Caleb searched through the treasure chest. Should he take the pad of paper, the dog stickers, or the orange gum? Then he saw it, a neon green folder. It was his favorite color, and he could use it to carry his drawings. He reached for it. But then he saw the fruit snacks. They were strawberry, his favorite flavor. That would be a great prize, too. The folder or the fruit snacks? Caleb knew his mom would be there soon to pick him up, but he still couldn't decide what to pick. The folder would be perfect for his drawings, but he could almost taste the fruit snacks. His hand hovered between the two prizes as he tried to make up his mind. Then Caleb had another thought. Maybe he could take both. Mrs. Lee had so many prizes in the chest that she would never notice. It wouldn't even be stealing, really. Next time Mrs. Lee sent him to the treasure chest, he just wouldn't take anything. That would be okay, wouldn't it? Caleb looked at Mrs. Lee. She was busy helping her student with his scales. Quietly, Caleb slipped the fruit snacks and the folder into his bag and crept out of the room. But Caleb didn't feel very good. When he left Mrs. Lee's piano room, he felt a small knot in his stomach. By the time he reached her front door, he felt like he had swallowed a bowling ball. He looked at his prizes, hoping that would help, but seeing them only made him feel worse. Usually Caleb said a prayer when he felt bad, but he knew Heavenly Father couldn't make him feel good about a bad choice. And taking both prizes, he knew, was a bad choice. He looked at the prizes again. His question wasn't folder or fruit snacks anymore. It was choose the right or choose the wrong. Caleb knew what he had to do. Honk! That must be Mom. He opened the door and waved.
Just a minute,
he called. He took out the green folder and started back to Mrs. Lee's piano room. Apologizing wouldn't be easy, and he still wanted the green folder, but already he felt more peaceful. Honesty turned out to be the best prize of all.
Sidebar. During recess at school, I went to buy a pencil. When I put in the quarter and turned the knob, I suddenly saw two pencils come out. I started to walk away, but then I turned back and walked to the office. I said, I only paid for one pencil, and two came out. I gave the lady in the office the pencil, and she said I was very honest. When I walked out, I had a very good and warm feeling. Savannah R., age 10, Colorado, USA.
End of the story, The Treasure Chest Choice, by Jessica Larson.
Bringing Primary Home. We are to thank God in all things. You can use this lesson and activity to learn more about this month's primary theme. One day, Julie's younger sister, Maddie, was feeling very sad. She was not having a good day. Julie wondered how she could help Maddie feel better. Then she had an idea. Julie sat down next to her sister and asked Maddie to play a game with her. They would take turns telling something they were grateful for, something they could see, touch, hear, taste, or smell. At first, it took Maddie a while to think of something. But after a few turns, it was easier, and she began to look happier. Soon Maddie forgot all about her worries, and Julie felt more cheerful too. Heavenly Father wants us to notice the many blessings He gives us, and He wants us to say thank you to Him every day. He knows this will help us feel more grateful and happy. We can say thank you to Heavenly Father in many ways. We can thank Him by kind words and through our actions. Every morning when you wake up and climb out of bed, think of one thing Heavenly Father has blessed you with, and remember to thank Him. Doing this will help you feel happier every day. Song and Scripture. Thanks to Our Father. Children's Songbook, page 20. Mosiah, chapter 18, verse 23. Ideas for Family Talk. After reading the story about Julie and Maddie, you could have each person in the family take turns telling things he or she is thankful for. Try to think of how challenges and difficulties can be blessings, too. Talk about how all the things Heavenly Father gives us, even some of the hard things, are blessings that help us learn and grow. Thankful ABCs. Take turns thinking of blessings for each letter of the alphabet. Write those blessings in the boxes. Then place the list in a place where it can remind everyone of things they want to say thank you to Heavenly Father for each day. Look on pages 24 and 25 to find another activity for counting your blessings throughout the month. List a blessing for every letter in the alphabet. Find more copies of this activity at lds.org/friend. End of the article. Bringing Primary Home. We are to thank God in all things.
I hope they call me on a mission. Be better prepared for tomorrow by learning these skills today. Giving gratitude. Saying thank you shows others that we care about them. It shows Heavenly Father that we appreciate His blessings. When we give thanks, it is easier to see the good things in our life. Write your own thank you note. 1. Greet the person by name. 2. Tell what you are thanking them for. If it is a gift, describe it. If it's something they did for you, tell them how it made you feel. 3. Say something nice about the person you are thanking. 4. Don't forget to sign your name.
Stuffed apples. Be sure to get an adult's help with this recipe. 4 large apples. 1/4 cup of brown sugar. 1 teaspoon of cinnamon. 1 tablespoon of butter melted. 1/4 cup of chopped pecans or walnuts, 1/4 cup of raisins, 3/4 cup of hot water. Number 1. Preheat oven to 375 degrees. 2. Wash the apples and have an adult carefully remove the cores without cutting through the bottom of the apple. Use a spoon to dig out the seeds. 3. Stir the sugar, cinnamon, butter, nuts, and raisins together in a small bowl. 4. Pack a couple of spoonfuls of the mix to fill each apple. 5. Put the apples in a 9x9-inch baking pan and pour the hot water in the bottom of the pan. Bake 30 to 40 minutes or until the apples are soft but not mushy. 6. Remove the apples from the pan and enjoy. Peel and all. You can also serve these with a scoop of vanilla yogurt or ice cream.
Hello, friends. As missionaries, we are especially grateful for families who share meals with us and help us find people to teach. President Monson said we should be thankful for our mothers, fathers, teachers, friends, and country. What are you thankful for today? Sister Gracias. End of I Hope They Call Me on a Mission.
Special Witness. What Makes Missionaries Special? By Elder Russell M. Nelson of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. The members of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles are special witnesses of Jesus Christ. Missionaries follow the Lord Jesus Christ and teach of Him and of His atonement. They share the good news of the gospel that will bring true joy and everlasting happiness to all who accept their message. They teach of the restoration of Christ's ancient church through the Lord's first Latter-day prophet, Joseph Smith. Pinching pennies for piggy banks. In his April conference talk, Elder Nelson said young people should start preparing now for their missions. You can do this by learning about Jesus and saving your pennies so you'll be ready to serve when you're older. Adapted from an October 2012 General Conference address. End of Special Witness, What Makes Missionaries Special?
For Older Kids, A Singing Chain by Alan Lawrence. These six musical friends are in harmony, even when they're not singing. These girls love to sing in their ward choir. Everyone likes hearing their clear, sweet soprano voices. The girls even sang a musical number in the ward Christmas program. How did they all end up in the choir together?
It all started with Sarah, age 13. A few years ago, Sarah's dad invited her to go to ward choir practice with him. She felt nervous and shy, but she went anyway. She sat with her dad in the men's section. It was kind of confusing trying to sing the girls' part with men singing around me. The next week, Sarah sat with the women. That helped a lot. But then she had an idea that made all the difference. She invited friends.
Then Tegan, age 12, joined in. At first, Tegan felt shy and wasn't sure she'd like it. But she didn't want to be left out. She takes piano and flute lessons. Singing with the choir made me realize how much I love music and that I like singing.
Abby, age 13, was next. Abby's family had just moved into the ward. Being in the choir gave me another connection with the other girls in the ward.
Soon, Aja, age 14, was singing too. The other girls see Aja as a leader, not because of her age, but because of the example she sets. You tend to want to hang out with your own friends, but in this group, we look out for each other.
Natalie, age 12, joined next. Natalie was the first of Sarah's friends to come to choir. I was surprised at how much work goes into practicing and learning the music, but I found out I liked singing in the choir.
Melanie, age 12, was already singing with a youth group. Now she sings in the ward choir with her friends and her whole family.
End of For Older Kids, A Singing Chain by Alan Lawrence.
Question Corner. Responses are intended for help and perspective, not as pronouncements of church doctrine. No matter how hard I try to always be good, I still make a lot of mistakes. How can I stop feeling so discouraged when I mess up?
Everyone makes mistakes. Nobody's perfect. Why? Because Heavenly Father wants our earth life to be a challenge, and He knew we would make mistakes. So be proud of how hard you tried. Bowen B., age 11, Kansas, USA.
Know that you are a child of God and Heavenly Father loves you. Also, trust in the power of repentance. Madeline M., age 9, California, USA. I would ask Heavenly Father for forgiveness. Then I would try to help someone else out that does not feel good either. Jocelyn W., age 10, Utah, USA.
First, calm down. You can't do anything if you're not calm. Next, pray. Heavenly Father will help you feel better and help keep you from making more mistakes. After that, just try to keep the Spirit in your life. When the Spirit is with you, you'll only want to do good. KW, age 10, Arizona, USA.
Keep trying. Jesus wants us to be happy, and He is always there to help us. Bruce D., age 8, New York, USA.
Pray so Heavenly Father can help you. Saying you're sorry makes us feel better. Lily O., age 6, Utah, USA. First, you should pray and ask Heavenly Father to help you feel less disappointed. Second, you should focus on what you're good at and work hard to do your best at everything you do. Work hard and you'll find yourself doing amazing things. Claire L., age 12, California, USA. Never give up. Think of Jesus and try to be like Him. Everyone makes mistakes, just try to do your best. He is the perfect example for everyone. Eve D., age 10, Texas, USA.
Next question. My little brother wants to go everywhere with me. How can I handle this? Do you have some advice about this? Send us your answer and photo by November 31st, 2013. Find our address on page 48 or email us at friend@ldschurch.org. Put Question Corner in the subject line. Remember to include a parent's permission. End of Question Corner.
Guide to the Friend. Possible ideas for family home evening. 1. Read David and Dad at the Derby, pages 4 through 5, as a family, and brainstorm ways you can be a good sport whether you win or lose. Number 2. Use the Bringing Primary Home lesson, an activity, to learn more about this month's primary theme, pages 40 through 41. 3. Read A Helping of Gratitude, pages 22 through 23. Use I Hope They Call Me on a Mission on page 42 to write a note to someone you're grateful for. Number 4. Read The Bully Busters, pages 6 through 7, as a family. Then make the stuffed apples on page 42 and share them with someone who could use a friend. Note, the friend can be found on the internet at lds.org/friend. To subscribe online, go to store.lds.org. To send us a letter, drawing, poem, or photograph, please fill out a form and include it with your submission. Please also include a school photo or high-quality snapshot. Submissions will not be returned and may be edited for length and clarity. Children whose work is submitted should be at least 3 years old. Please send your submission to Friend Magazine, 50 East North Temple Street, room 2432, Salt Lake City, Utah, 84150-0024, or email friend@ldschurch.org. The following information and permission must be included. First and last name, age, state, province, country. I agree to the terms of the Friend Submission Agreement, lds.org/friend/parental consent. And grant permission for the friend to publish my child's submission and photo in print or online. Signature of parent or legal guardian. Email of parent or legal guardian. Topical index to this issue of the Friend. Church History, On the Trail, Martin's Cove. Family, David and Dad at the Derby. And Friend to Friend, How Big Crow Became Echo Hawk by Elder Larry Echo Hawk. General Conference. Conferences for Me, Conference News. Also Conference Notes. And Show and Tell, Conference Edition. Gratitude, from the First Presidency, A Grateful Heart by President Henry B. Eyring. Garage Sale Annie. A Helping of Gratitude, and I Hope They Call Me on a Mission. Honesty, the Treasure Chest Choice. Individual Worth, Bright Idea Poster. Jesus Christ. For little friends, Jesus appears to the Nephite people. Kindness. The Bully Busters. And The New Adventures of Matt and Mandy. Missionary Work, I Hope They Call Me on a Mission. And Special Witness, Elder Russell M. Nelson. Music. Music, When He Comes Again. And Special Witness, Elder Russell M. Nelson. Repentance. Repentance for Older Kids, Question Corner. Scouting, David and Dad at the Derby. And Friends Around the World, Baden from Texas. Tithing, Garage Sale Annie. End of the article, The Guide to the Friend.
Prophet Portrait. Harold B. Lee learned to recognize the spirit at an early age. One day he started toward some run-down sheds, but a voice called his name and told him not to go there. Harold obeyed. He continued to follow the spirit throughout his life, like when he was called to lead the church welfare program. He also led the church department that developed learning materials to help members recognize the spirit in their own lives. End of Prophet Portrait.